Up on this episode of the Emulate at This podcast.
Well, grease up those wagon wheels and round up your oxen. It's time for a trip across the old American West by way of the Oregon Trail. We're going to see some great stuff. First, we're going to stop at maybe a general store and buy some shit off a guy named Matt. Then we're going to make sure we got some wheels, enough clothing. We're going to leave in July. Oh, by the way, you're going to be a farmer from Illinois, which is the hardest way to take the Oregon Trail. We might see some inadequate grass. We're going to ford some rivers. We're going to do some hunting. Some people might die. You might not make it. We'll see what happens. Let's get on the journey.
And who does a whole show on fucking Oregon Trail?
We emulate.
We
this.
Do
emulate this.
Journey to the new frontier. It begins here in Horsham, gentlemen.
So this show,
we're going to the Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
stone to the Jesus.
So this show is probably going to suck.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We're all going to jump in a wagon and head west, thousands and thousands of miles away.
We have logs. We took fucking logs.
Goddamn right.
Of this serious.
Of our journey.
Yeah.
Through Colorado.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We're all gonna
Other Missouri. Go through other the states.
Logs. Missouri.
Kansas. Utah. Why? Never been to
there
any
are multiple paths. You could have
been multiple paths.
There are multiple paths.
Well, there's a fork in the road.
Here we go. Yeah, like just like Chino Rondo of like multiple paths.
There are
multiple paths. Paths.
We've all hit the fork in the road.
It's a hard word to say. Correct.
This is our fork in the road.
Just hearing Rory say there are multiple paths at Oregon Trail like it's fucking Symphony of the Night or some shit is ridiculous.
That's right. You need to hold the glasses in both.
Oh shit.
It does have multiple paths. It actually has four branching paths.
I know.
Okay, Rory.
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Keep it in your pants.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But in this game, there's no backtrack.
Well, I don't have any friends.
That'd be bad news. All right, gentlemen. Well, let's it's your dog. Off right.
Ryan, what have you been playing?
Christ. What are you doing smoking?
All right. Pilot Wings.
I love Pilot Wings.
How about it?
Pilot Wings,
I don't even know how that happened on the Super Nintendo. It's a very smooth...
It's a launch title.
In-depth game. You're right. Yeah. Right.
It's more of a tech demo than a game, per se.
So it's showing off the Mode 7?
It's showing off the Mode 7. You get into a flow in that game. I this was one of my odysseys maybe like 30 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You get into a flow in this game where you are just landing everything. And then you play it like an hour later or another session. Just like, say, pinball, Devil's Crush.
Right.
And you cannot get anything fucking right. Everything fails all the time.
Mm.
I really love it, though.
Yeah. It's fun. And the music is that elevator music.
Oh, sure. The relaxing elevator music.
It's great. That's a great relaxing.
What is your favorite event?
It would be skydiving.
I hate the skydiving.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like the rings in the beginning.
Huh.
It's very hard to navigate.
I don't like the parasail.
All Rory does is shit on everyone's parade. I like the skydiving. You know what? That sucks.
I like the light plane. True. Light plane is very fun.
Oh, he likes the
light
plane.
You like the light planes?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Well, aren't we just a pair?
Eric, how about you?
Okay, so I finished The Evil Within 2. I thought it was terrific. I gave it a 9 out of 10. And I didn't want to put the controller down.
Anybody else hear amplifier feedback? I do right now.
Don't eat the brown acid.
He's just like,
I just like totally blanked out.
What's the matter? Oh, no, that's not.
Oh, what happened? No, you're cutting a lot of this out,
just leave that. Yeah, no, it's all staying in.
Yeah,
it was
terrible.
A random window to pop up right in front of our recording. Mike starts pointing at the screen.
Mike's pointing at, like, the chimps looking at the...
Seriously, Mike was like, oh,
2001.
Seriously, it's like, no.
What are you talking about?
So you couldn't put the controller down.
I couldn't put the controller down. I wanted to just... I thought it was terrific. Yeah, I got nothing, and I'm...
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared, no.
How many hours?
Were you aroused?
A little bit.
All right!
I got a fear boner.
There we go.
Yeah. Did the guy with the safe on his head come back?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he did.
What an asshole.
Yeah, did he leave
bread on your motorcycle?
There's an incident near the end. No, he did not. But I talked about it a lot last time. I thought the ending was awesome. Usually ending sucks. Most games. I actually followed the story. It was pretty good.
All right. How long did it take you?
Like 20 hours, probably.
All right.
It was pretty good. One of the best survival horrors recently, that's for sure. I think it's better than a lot of the Resident Evils.
Really? So,
yeah. Yeah, I dig it. I totally recommend it.
All right, cool.
Wish it got a little more fanfare, but...
Rory, how about you?
Can you put a thought together, Rory?
I got it.
Good.
Let me tell you about multiple paths. I've been playing Far Cry Blood Dragon for the 360.
Shit. Right.
And I really don't like Far Cry. I got to tell you.
God, Rory. Jesus Christ.
You play Blood Dragon?
I'm playing Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yeah, that's 80s, like a side knockoff thing.
It's a knockoff, yes.
And it was still fun.
For comedic effect.
Yeah, sure.
It is... It stars the guy that plays Reese from the first Terminator movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has, like, Phil Lamar in it. Like, it has lots of great voice acting in it. Mm-hmm. It has very funny cutscenes. It's a very funny game. If you, you know, we all grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. The action power fantasy movies mixed with sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's very on the nose. It's very well done.
Mm-hmm. It is.
My problem with this game is that the gunplay and the presentation... is just boring. I actually feel the game is very dull, and I'm really forcing myself to play it, and I'm not enjoying it.
Right. Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
I don't like the sandbox formula of you have 10 X's to do, then you have 15 X's to do.
Right.
Like, I don't like that. I would have preferred...
A lot of running.
Not everything has to be a sandbox. Like, everything, like, that's a trope that exists
now. Well, Far Cry games have traditionally all been... sandbox.
Sure. No. I get that.
It's not like they're trying something new and that's why it sucks.
No. I'm not saying it sucks. I'm just not enjoying it.
It's repetitive.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Absolutely repetitive. Yeah.
The narration and the interaction with the characters was the real novelty.
The jokes and the lines between the other guy, the other blood. Like my issue again is that it also has a lot of bad sneaking mechanics that are being forced in. Like, I don't like that part of it. Like, I wanted something different out of the game. I would have preferred it to have at least better gunplay. I feel it's very wonky.
Really?
What it wants me to do to upgrade my guns, like do the side missions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in it. Like, I don't want to do it. I just want to do more stuff with the Terminators guy. Like,
did you finish it?
No, I've only done two. I've liberated two of like the seven bases.
Yeah, it's not super long.
I'm not sure. It's a very short game. I would say, I don't think so. I'm not enjoying it. I really am forcing myself
to
play it.
A couple hours?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
I would say it's less than 12 hours total.
Fuck.
Depending on how much of the side shit. You don't have to upgrade your shit.
Yeah,
your stock weapons are somewhat powerful to begin with.
Yeah. Right. It's not the full game. It was a DLC that was released.
It's a DLC.
It's just a partial idea. But it was not bad for a DLC. Right.
It was a free game with gold maybe a year ago-ish.
If you want to compare it to like a full-size game, it's never going to stand up, ever. It's just a knockoff.
All right.
Side project, if you will.
I would say spin-off. If I had to give it a rating, I would say it's meh.
Okay.
All right, well...
meh. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I'm just going to keep rating game every time I hear a game.
Yeah, another rating.
Well, I'm just going to give it a 9 out of 10.
All right, you gents ready to head west?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oregon Trail. I think Mike's firing up some Oregon
Mike
Trail.
Here?
Now, if I had to rate the greatest video game tune of all time...
This is up there.
This is not it.
This is right under...
It's just... It's very simple.
Crash Man.
Why the fuck are we doing this?
We thought it'd be funny. We thought it'd be funny to have an Oregon Trail extravaganza.
I thought it would be ridiculous, so right. I got super high for it.
Yeah.
So, allegedly.
And it's already allegedly.
Allegedly.
By the way, I'm going to play Oregon Trail
while we're doing this. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to lose the soundboard. What a shame.
All right. So what we did, we all played the game over the past week.
On a hard mode.
Yes, on hard as the farmer. Leaving in July
was the lowest funds, and we left the latest possible point in the game to suffer through winter.
Right. And we all kept logs.
And we all kept logs of our
diaries and journals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called a journal, right?
Yes.
Shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Who wants to go first?
Who's taking the voyage first? The voyage
I'll go first.
Fucking
you
west.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Rory's going to talk about his Oregon Trail experience.
So, my philosophy, we picked Oregon Trail not only because we think it's a ridiculous topic, but it's also universal. I believe it was free or shareware with schools.
Yeah.
And at least for us here in Metro Philly, you know, this was what you did on a rainy day at recess.
Right.
Yes.
My philosophy for this game was to get as much food and supplies as possible up front.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of difficult when you're a farmer because the farmer has the lowest funds. The banker would be in easy mode. He has, you know, more than double of what the farmer has.
Right.
So my goal was to be very well provisioned at the beginning and power through the game to beat winter. When you leave in July, winter is a big problem because you have to get over the Rockies. You have multiple ways to get over the Rockies, but if you start dicking around in the mountains and during winter, you're going to have a bad time.
Okay? Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say,
did you make it?
My party did not make it. We died in Idaho.
You should have left it, to the end and surprised
them. In Idaho.
Idaho.
What was that after? What fort?
Fort Boise.
All right.
We did not make it to Fort Boise.
Wow. Damn.
No, we had some very bad luck.
What was the fort before that?
What are you doing over there, Mike? You playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out during the fucking, that sounds like the bell from Mike Tyson.
It was.
I think he's playing Punch Out while we're doing the fucking podcast.
Leave me alone. All right.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
All right.
So my party, I took all of us. I was the leader.
Okay.
By the way, in my game, I'm leaving Independence at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Goodbye. Here we go.
Well done.
Good information.
So
thanks for the update.
Sorry, severe blizzard. I lost a day. Go ahead, Roy.
Excellent.
Already?
So I took all of us plus our intern, Jack.
Oh, my God. I did, too.
So
I took him, too.
He needs five slots.
We need a
big
guy. We don't fucking have a Jack. Fit. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, then.
Believe it or not, 2 days into our journey, Jack broke his fucking arm because, you know, he's a typical dipshit intern, and that's what they do, okay?
Exactly.
2 days.
Wow.
4 days in, at the first river crossing, the Kansas River, okay, we attempted to float the wagon. They call it caulking in this game. We attempted to float the wagon.
Right.
And, of course, it toppled the fuck over.
Oh, my God. Right off the bat.
4 days into it.
Shame.
We lost two axles and 420 out of the 650 pounds of food that I originally bought 4 days ago.
Wow.
I'm a farmer, and I lost 66% of my supply.
So when you
four days into my journey.
Tell us what you had when you left, though.
When you first left. As I told you, I tried to provision myself.
So you had mostly food?
I spent almost all of it on food, and because, again, we're leaving in July, I got 12 sets of clothes. So everybody had two sets. And one extra.
Okay.
So, just in case, you know, got lost or stolen.
Of course.
That's going to come back into it.
Okay.
Again, I lost 66% of my supplies within 4 days of leaving.
That is,
you know, in reality,
a bad break.
You would have turned the fuck around and gone back to Independence and tried to get next year. Okay?
Right.
But this is a video game, and you can't go right in this game. You can only go left. Shit. So, you can't recoup any of your losses financially. There's no way to make money in this game.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah. So once you run out of money,
it is.
You're kind of fucked.
Right. Like, you just got to trade.
If you can trade, that's another thing.
Right. So you just spam the 7 key until you get the trade you want.
That's right.
Which is yes or 7? No.
Yeah. No. No, 7. No, 7. No, 7.
Yeah. On July 16th, I believe, 10 days in, we successfully crossed the Blue River. August 19th, so it's roughly a month after that, we found two sets of clothing, bring our total to 14 sets of clothing. Now, this is interesting, because obviously finding...
That's an advantage.
Well, you're finding stuff, which means somebody died. We're stealing shit from, like, derelict rigs.
Well, you know, all right.
We're not against that, though.
It's dog eat dog.
August 23rd, our food is now running low. In fact, I have to stop every 2 days and hunt.
my favorite part of the game.
Yeah. Okay, I love hunting. Right. I don't love it every two fucking days. All right,
but that's what you end up having to do.
Yeah, end up having to do because there's I can't afford food.
No,
because I've lost it all.
Right,
and nobody will trade for anything that I have of value.
Okay,
I had to set our rations from well-fed or the medium one to meager at this point to spread it out a
well,
little
more. Well, the medium one is meager. The top one is filling. Yeah, there's filling, meager, and bare bones.
Mm. We were meager. We downgraded from filling to meager.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to do it.
We had to do.
Yeah.
August 25th, we found 21 bullets and two wagon wheels, which is great. I'm thinking
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's
we
good.
Can trade these wagon wheels.
Sure.
I had one in spare, so I don't need three.
Get a wagon tongue.
Unfortunately, I could not find anyone that wanted to trade. August 31st. Mike catches measles.
That sounds about right.
The group health
super
at this
AIDS.
Point turned from fair to poor, and it never got beyond poor at that point. This is August 31st.
Yeah, okay? This is early. This not is even September.
I am...
Jesus.
I didn't even get to the Rockies.
Some bad breaks here.
September the 7th, we finally hit Independence Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Thank you. September 19th. Wagon fire.
Nice. Wagon fire?
Wagon fire.
Wow, that's bad.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
How does that happen? Who sets the fire?
What I think hysterical. Happened is Eric fell asleep with a cigarette in his mouth. Wagon
probably.
Fire. We lost all of our clothing. All of it. All 14 pairs of clothing. Now, keep in mind, I assume that means we're all five nude men in a cart going west.
That's bad.
That don't look weird.
Okay, yeah, that's totally not
potato
weird.
Potato sacks.
And an intern drinking Jack Daniels.
We lost 14 sets of clothing, three axles, two tongs.
Holy fucking shit.
Keep in mind, a month and a half before, we lost 67% of our food supply and all of our money.
I love how you have percentages.
Oh, my God.
I do not have percentages.
He did the fucking math.
Everything is
you're fucked up.
Dude, when I lost that money, I was like, are you
value.
Kidding me?
That's value right there.
Okay.
You lost the value.
But then the fucking wagon fire. What the fuck?
Terrible. You got to ban
right. October the 5th. We chose to take Fort Bridger route versus the Green River Crossing. I thought it would be, although it's a little more treacherous, like the mountain-wise, it's a more of a straight path.
Yeah.
With forts and, you know, more opportunities. So I figured that was the way to go. October the 30th, so it's about 25 days later, Mike breaks his leg. What was Mike doing? God the fuck knows.
God knows.
He had measles before. Who the fuck knows?
He's accident prone.
November the 9th, Ryan contracts cholera. Probably because he's drinking shit water.
He's drinking squirrel water.
Yeah, he's drinking squirrel water. The group health turns from poor at this point to very point to very poor and could never go get beyond that.
Oh no!
I'm able to make any trades at this point, also, especially for clothing. Now again, keep in mind that this is late November, mid November.
Right.
You need clothes. We're in the mountains.
Right,
you need clothes. That's why our health went from poor. Resting usually brings your health back up.
Right.
Resting would not help. Mm-hmm. Like in fact,
so you've tried it.
Yes, I did. In fact, it made it worse. People started dying.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm assuming I'm the first to go since I've had measles and a broken leg.
On November.
You're a bad luck.
I'm done.
Actually, the trail isn't for you.
It's not so fun. It's actually, Mike is a hardy man. I guess it's the Sicilian blood.
What doesn't kill you.
November the 12th, Ryan dies from the cholera that he's been shitting out for a while.
Oh, no, Ryan.
Mike breaks his
9 days before my birthday.
Oh, shit, I break something
Mike
off.
Breaks his other leg for some fucking reason.
Mike's got two broken legs and still lived over Ryan.
Now, keep in mind that now we're down to four naked men.
Natural selection be damned.
Mike has two broken legs. And, you know, I guess we're chewing up 100 pounds of meat and spitting in his mouth every day.
Oh, because, my God, baby bird.
Plus your wagon's all burnt the fuck up.
Our wagon, we have no spare parts at this point. We lost all of our spare parts. So if something broke,
you guys are basically driving.
You're playing this game wrong from the get-go.
This is a suicide.
I'm
mission.
About to
this is now in reality we would have turned around after losing all of our food. In reality, if we still decided fuck it, we'll move on, we would have been the people that live in Kansas now. You know what I'm saying? Like we would have been like, we're going to Oregon.
We're good.
But we're out of money.
And Mike broke his leg. We can't go anywhere.
It's broken forever. We might as well never go.
Ending up living there at that point. Ryan's dead. Cholera. Mike breaks his other fucking leg because who knows? November the 14th. Eric and Jack both catch a fever at Soda Springs.
Something's been going on.
I heard it was the kissing disease. You know what I'm saying? The Company of Men, Soda Springs. Shit. It's romantic. November the 17th, Eric dies. Like a and then I have right in parentheses, like a bitch.
Oh! Motherfucker.
Jack, November 19th, Jack died.
Oh.
2 days later, lovers to the end.
That's it.
So at this point, it's just Mike and me, two naked men, and he has two broken legs.
Wait, Ryan died?
Ryan
yeah,
died first.
Yeah,
oh, you died first to cholera. That's right.
Before Soda Springs.
That's right.
December the 12th, so roughly a month later, Mike catches dysentery. We are 30 miles from the Snake River, which is like the last fork where you choose to take a land or a sea path. Oh, no, a river path. January 2nd, the Indian guide refuses to ferry our wagon.
Wow.
Because we do not have two spares of spare clothing.
What a dick.
We're also nude and freezing.
Wow.
And I still have two broken legs.
Keep in mind, I have to stop every 2 days with very poor health to hunt because I can't get any more food and I have no money.
Mm.
Also, one of our ox dies because we wouldn't let him rest.
We should have ate him.
So what do? We caulk the wagon instead and we float it across and we lose another ox. Because great. January 18th, roughly 14 days later, we lose 7 days of travel time to heavy snow. Mike catches dysentery. On January 19th, gotta one day beat. Later, Mike dies.
Oh, wow.
January 23rd, Rory, our last survivor, catches measles. And how did I get measles all alone? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm also nude. The 24th, I died. Inscribed on my tombstone.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inscribed on my tombstone, there is an artisan in each and every one of us. Fuck you, Ryan.
Well done.
I was a mere 15 miles away from Fort Boise. I didn't even make it.
Wow.
There are five points in the game to rest at that point.
That's a rough break, man.
So I basically made it halfway through the game.
Okay.
And I lost everything. Did not make it.
Wow.
All right.
Bad luck.
Well, I'll just read what I wrote. Just kind of go through the log, I guess. All right.
Do whatever you want. You don't have to follow my
Right. Outline. Well, I'll just read what I wrote. I mean, it was chicken scratch as I was playing the game.
Yeah, whatever, man.
All right. So anyway, the Oregon Trail. It's me.
Right.
Eric, Rory, Mike, and, this is two characters. I combine them together. Okay. They're kind of like a pairing.
Okay.
It's the Battletoads.
Battletoads!
Right.
Nice.
Why not? Just pick
why
one
not? Because fuck it. Because why
they
not?
They weren't busy.
I can't follow the rules.
They weren't
two
busy.
Two Battletoads are one guy.
Well, it's one. Yeah. They're the same.
Okay.
One and the same, right?
Okay.
Well, I figured if I took them.
Six people.
So, first stop, all right? We went to the general store. Now, first off, thought Matt's prices were a bit of a ripoff. They were ripoff.
Matt's
prices. Well, the guy that ran the store.
Okay, Matt's.
His name was Matt.
He's actually the cheapest. The farther you get west, the prices go up.
Right.
Yes.
So I said.
Very expensive.
Well, food over way over price. I skimped on food because I figured, well, we'll just hunt.
That's all.
We don't need to get
same
food.
Here.
Yeah, I said, we'll hunt later, Matt. What I did was I went heavy on wagon wheels and ammo, like parts, like wagon tongues, parts.
Mm-hmm.
I bought 10 oxen.
Wow.
Went heavy.
That's a lot of oxen.
With $400.
Well, we're going to get to this.
Oh, boy.
Went low on clothes.
Big mistake.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking ahead on that one.
Right. Clearly not.
I was thinking about beef.
I really wasn't thinking ahead
on
that.
You were thinking, God, I should,
because I wasn't
steak.
Thinking about winter, because it was July.
Right.
At the time, I wasn't going out. We got to worry about clothes.
What are we worried about?
But it wasn't until later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get to that. Just heading out. Haven't gotten anywhere yet. One of the oxen already is injured.
Of course.
All right. July 6th. Very hot. Just hit a hailstorm.
Uh-huh.
July 7th. We arrived at the Kansas River. We're going to ford it.
Yeah. We're just going to ride over it.
Yeah.
That's right. What that means. You're going to ride it. You're not going to float.
Well, it
wasn't going to go right.
It was only 1.6.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glued to this. Tell me what happened.
Right. Ford so, anyway, made it across. Just after making it across, the Battletoads broke their arms. Not sure how that happened. Wasn't all that bad, though, because we found 22 pounds of fruit while we were fucking with the Battletoads.
Fucking with the Battletoads.
All right. So, anyway, move on. July 12th. It's very rainy. We're at the Big Blue River crossing. It looks deep. I'm caulking the wagon.
Caulk it, baby.
July 13th. We made it across the river yesterday. We're getting real low on food. Need to hunt soon.
Now, at this point, I didn't know how to hunt.
Oh.
But I knew I had to hunt.
It's very awkward.
Yeah, it is.
You have to hit enter to keep moving. Like, yes. It's not just the arrow keys.
Yeah, I didn't know where the menu was.
It's awful.
Yeah, usually I'll walk to somewhere, and then I'll stay there, and then I'll just wait for something to come.
Whoa.
I don't keep moving.
Whoa.
I know, it's deep as shit, right?
No. Seriously.
What?
You can move?
Yeah. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. You hit enter. You hit enter and it walks.
I had no fucking clue.
Oh, my God.
I got stuck behind bushes. I thought I was
Mike
fucked.
Mike didn't know either. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There were times where, like, I would be surrounded like bushes. I'd be like, oh, fuck, look at this situation. I just got to wait till it's fucking over.
Oh, my God,
I just shot a squirrel and I waited.
You hit enter and you can start moving, but the momentum stops once you hit an object.
I had no idea. Does it say that in the directions?
It's not directions.
No, there are directions. When you go to hit hunt, they list all the keys that you need to hit.
It's there, and you still need
to see it.
It told you what the key was to run.
I remember how to play the game from a child.
I get it. I didn't see it either.
All right.
I would literally just stand there and be like,
oh my God. Now you know. Maybe next time.
All right.
There's a tree and a rock there. I'll never shoot past it.
July 16th, rainy. July 16th, rainy.
It's raining.
Rory has typhoid.
Oh, no.
Man.
We're out of food.
Oh, my.
Eric is complaining.
No, you full of shit.
No, I wrote it right there.
Eric is complaining.
Well, that would be the moment. That would be the moment you complain.
Oh, my God.
Rory got typhoid, no food.
That's right.
Eric complains.
Rory's not complaining. He has typhoid.
Well, I'm delirious. I have typhoid.
Rory's like, where are the cigarettes? I need cigarettes.
All right, July 20th. It's warm. Just arrived at Fort Kearney.
Oh, fuck. We're only at July.
All right, our health is poor.
Is your health ever good? I mean,
in the very beginning.
Fair.
In the very beginning. Fair.
Well, I was very good in the beginning for a while.
Go ahead, Ryan.
So anyway, talk to Big Louie.
For real? Big Louie?
Yeah, Big Louie.
You can talk to people.
I always talk to people.
I enjoy it. Big Louie.
Well, I didn't really listen to what he was saying because we had other shit to worry about here. On the same day,
we're looking for squirrels.
We don't have time to fuck around.
Well, this is something. Just noticed the reason why we're running out of food is because everyone's eating too much. Right. So I said to everybody, I'm cutting back on the food for each meal. We're going meager.
Going meager.
And then we had to trade a wagon tongue for 30 pounds of food because I couldn't hunt yet. I didn't know how to hunt. I didn't know how to hit, you know, enter, eight, eight, whatever. All right. July 26th. Very rainy. We guy gave hunting a shot. Shot a couple of buffalo and a deer. Everyone's happy.
There you go.
But it's bullshit because you can only bring back like 100 pounds.
The moment you hit buffalo, and 2,400 pounds, and I can only take 100. Fuck you.
2,400 pounds.
Yeah, I killed like three or four buffalo.
I got nuts sometimes. I shoot like every animal.
I'm mad. I can't eat every one of them.
But you got to think about that because sometimes once you hit the buffalo, you just got to sit there.
Yeah,
don't waste your bullets.
Yeah, you just wait.
Bullets were never new. I had plenty of bullets.
I always get plenty of bullets.
August 8th, it's hot. Roy just broke his leg somehow.
What a bitch.
Might as well stop the hunt. So I hunted.
He probably did it jacking off.
Right.
That was pretty intensive. I did break my leg.
You're an animal.
August 7th, we lost the trail. Lost 5 days.
It's like the chimp enclosure at the zoo.
Oh, fuck. I missed the joke.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
It wasn't that funny.
I'll listen to the show.
Now, August 18th, it was hot. Eric has typhoid now.
Oh, fuck.
Sir, you're right.
August 25th,
it's
hot. So
I get complaining. I still don't believe it said Eric is complaining.
No, it didn't. He's fucking around.
He's fucking around.
What do you mean?
Eric is complaining. The game said that. The game said
complaining? I wrote that in my log just for the hell of it.
Oh, just for the hell of it.
Because it made me laugh when I did it.
Oh, okay. But the game didn't say Eric is complaining.
No, the game didn't say that. No.
Oh, you made it up. I didn't know that.
That is amazing if the game would have
really
said that.
It would be awesome. Like one of the characters is complaining. That doesn't help anyone. Why are you telling me that? Continue, Ryan.
Who the fuck is Eric?
Rory is jerking off. Oh, shit.
August 25th. It's hot. Just arrived at Chimney Rock. Gonna look around. Talk to Celinda Hines.
Celinda Hines.
Fox.
Sounds like a singer.
Yeah, I didn't really listen to what she was saying. So August.
She sounds like a singer.
Right. She does. Yeah, she does. August 28th. It's warm. Just leaving Chimney Rock. Our health is fair. I think it could be a lot worse. Just got worse. Eric now has dysentery.
Oh, great.
Oh, man, you're fucked up.
Man, I got all the good ones.
You gotta learn to wash your hands after you're done.
Dysentery, cholera, complaining.
You're burning fucking
Jesus.
I wipe it on my shirt.
Things down. September 3rd, it's hot. Another
hot.
Broken arm by one of the Battletoads.
Nice.
Oh, I thought they were dead.
So they have only two good arms died. Now?
Well, they broke both their arms after we crossed the river, but so now like, one of them has
broken.
Here's
a question. Do they have four arms or two arms now? Because you said they count as one person. So do they have...
No, they just have their own arms.
They broke two arms. They each have their own arms?
Yeah, own arms, yeah.
You've got too many people on the wagon.
Yeah, right. Next but only time, one broke the arm this
next
time.
Next time, no Battletoads on the wagon.
Right. All right.
Next episode when we do this again.
September 4th, we stopped at the grave of Voland.
Oh, good. Who's he?
I don't know. It was almost like a Beatles-type song. He was like, hey, 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 or something.
Like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, what was he saying? Hey, have a great day.
The game had...
I wrote it down, actually.
It was very Beatles-y. I was like, is that a Beatles?
Preloaded gravestones that are just, like, bland and inoffensive.
Yeah.
If you were a kid a server,
you could run
over other people, other children's funny ones.
Yeah, mine, the one I saw, said some racist shit about Obama. Where did you get this episode?
No, it did not.
Swear to God, where did you get this
For
thing
real?
At? Where did you get this version of the
Oregon
game?
Trail.
Yeah. Yeah. When it said, stop on the side of the road, you know what I mean? Do you want to, it says, do you want
to look at the gravestone?
Do you want to look at the gravestone? And you type Y or N. It
might have been updated.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Really?
That's I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Seriously?
I was surprised by that. Yeah, I'm like, so wait, is this like, so the... creators of the game didn't put that in.
Could be obvious.
You're saying, Rory, you're saying it was like it's over the internet.
I mean, it's possible that somebody.
Yeah, I guess they don't edit that. They don't edit that sort of thing.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, my nude men didn't make it, so I don't know.
That's right.
September 6th. Anyway, it's cool. Just arrived at Fort Laramie. Looks a lot like Fort Mercer from Red Dead. We'll look around, didn't it? When you played that. When you saw that fort, it looked like Fort Mercer.
Oh, I don't remember.
Is this diary not intense? This should have been a screenplay.
This is so intense. It's an introspective.
While we were there, we rested one day. September 30th, it's warm. Our health is good.
Mm-hmm.
Covered a lot of miles this month. Just arrived at Independence Rock. Ran into Big Louie again.
Oh, Big
no
Louie.
Shit.
Yeah.
No
old
shit.
Old friend.
How's the kid?
Old
friend. I don't know. I'll hunt, and then we'll get out of here. Shots in Buffalo.
Okay.
October 14th, it's cold. Just got caught in a blizzard, lost a day. Our health is good. October 16th, it's cold. Had an ox wander off. Lost 2 days because of it.
Mm,
that kind of sucks.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
right,
he was
now,
probably following a squirrel.
Yeah. What are we at here? Cold. Just arrived at South Pass. Took the Bridger route. Rory did the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
Because there was a river you didn't have to cross if you did.
I didn't want to do the river. I was after losing so much in my rivers, I was like, nope, no rivers.
Rivers are bad.
November 9th, a thief stole 2 pounds of food, which it's basically a squirrel.
2 pounds is nothing.
Well, it gets worse. November 16th, snowy, mm-hmm. Just arrived at Fort Bridger. A tired woman told us about a kid that drowned in the river.
Mm.
Her husband died.
Mm-mm.
She's a downer.
I hate when that happens.
It was all bad news when you talk
She's
to her.
A bitch. Downer.
November 19th, severe blizzard, lost a day. November 18th, Eric has cholera.
Hey!
I'll hunt. We'll rest a day.
Okay.
I'll let you rest. Whenever somebody got sick, I let them rest.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's what you have to do to get them better.
Cool weather. Mike broke his leg.
I'm breaking legs all over.
What are you doing?
His two arms? Did he break his two arms?
December 19th. I broke my two legs with Rory.
Two legs with Rory. That's right. You're a leg breaker.
December 19th. It's very cold. Just arrived at Soda Springs. This is about when
shit hits the fan.
It takes a turn for the worst. Yeah. I think I even say that in here.
Right.
December 11th starts off like bad day.
Bad day.
A thief stole 8 oxen.
Mother, what?
What?
8?
8 oxen?
8 oxen.
I didn't even know you had 8 oxen.
One guy stole 8 oxen?
8
oxen. That's impressive.
He had 10.
Right.
How the fuck did he
I had
do that?
10.
Did he have 7 little helpers?
I had 10. Something happened to another one, right?
Uh-huh.
It wandered off.
It wandered off, yeah.
And then a thief stole 8, so now I have 1 oxen.
You have 1 oxen.
1 oxen.
Oh, you're fucked.
With everybody.
So you have 1 ox.
But none of you are dead.
Nobody's
dead.
You're
going
to have to
fuck
up the
weight.
You
haven't even died yet, you assholes.
All right, so yeah, he stole it. Today was the turn for the worst for all of us. I'm reading what I got here. And I'm out of bullets.
Mm.
You're out of bullets.
Out of bullets. 1 ox.
I could imagine that if you didn't realize you could walk and you're like shooting at rocks.
Mm. All right, December 21st is cold. Just traded some clothing for 58 bullets.
Yeah,
okay.
Good. There you go.
Time to hunt.
Time to hunt.
Eric has typhoid now. Yeah, cholera and typhoid.
We got all of them.
Jesus. January 11th, Mike has measles.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Another
sticker. This is rapid fire here. January
this is when things go
12th, broke a wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Rory has typhoid.
Typical.
Okay, January 13th, did I say that? We broke a wagon tongue. Rory died. All right, January 16th,
Mm.
Another Battletoad broke his arm.
No. Three broken arms for the Battletoads.
Yeah. January 18th. Ulrich dies on the 18th.
Hey! Am I the first?
I died first.
Roy dies first. January 23rd, another blizzard. And then after that, on the 16th, Mike has typhoid. Because he's dropping like flies at this point.
Wow. Right. Well, I'm still alive.
No, we're near the end. March 19th, the Battletoads have exhaustion.
Tiring.
We found the grave of Jiffer.
Jiffer.
Yeah, well, me and Mike did. No one else was there. And the Battletoads.
I've heard
there.
That choosy moms choose Jiff.
I heard that too.
April 2nd, just got caught just got the Snake River. I'm caulking the wagon.
Caulking, baby.
But there's bad news.
What?
The wagon tipped over. Mike and the Battletoads are drowned. Dead.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm the only one left. April 22nd, I got typhoid and died. The end.
The end.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, that's a shame. You guys.
What did you write on your tombstone, Ryan?
I wrote. Because a woman told me to ask an Indian for help, I wrote on my tombstone, I should have listened to the Indian.
That should be the name of your memoir. I should have listened to the Indian. That's awesome.
I guess she told me to ask him for help. Because she told me her husband died. I think that might have been Celinda Hines. She went, my husband died.
The singer.
Wouldn't it be a trip?
He was stubborn. He said he was a stubborn guy. And he's like, fuck it, I'll do my own thing.
It would be great to find out that Celinda Hines was like Ryan's actual next door neighbor.
Yeah, so I didn't do it. I went another way. And,
wow. You gambled and you lost.
I lost, man. Hmm. So I wrote
two losers.
Should have listened to the Indian.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
I'm a farmer now. I don't do dates unless something bad happens. So you're not getting a date out of me unless something bad happens.
Fine, there's no format.
I'll just tell you how it goes.
Ryan had it like a tyrant.
You can't control me. Okay, so as a farmer, left in July, that was the rules, right?
Yes.
So you get $400. Yep. So I got 3 yoke of oxen. That's 6 oxen. 150.
Right.
I'm three. Sorry.
Yeah, so,
well, no,
yeah,
that would be 9.
They come in pairs.
three yoke and oxen.
I heard one word. It was weird.
Three yoke, 2 oxen and a yoke. So that's 6 fucking. Can we do remedial math, please?
I heard yoke of oxen.
No, because I thought it was a different amount of oxen.
That's like fine. A new type of CD.
Don't listen.
Player.
Oh my God.
Ignore.
Who is a moron? Me or him? I'm confused.
You.
Okay. 150 pounds of food.
8 oxen stone.
Now they recommend 200. They don't know what they're doing. All right. 10 sets of clothes, two for each person, okay? We got 20 boxes of bullets. That's 400 bullets, okay? Wow, you don't need bullets, to spend all this money on food. When you leave, you get a fuck ton of bullets.
Sure. Right.
Now, if something happens down the line and you don't have money and you need a part, you can trade half of that ammo for something.
Yeah.
Right? So that's okay, spare parts, I get 2 for everyone. 2 wagon wheels, 2 wagon axle, 2 wagon tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got $50 to spare. I spent $350. I got $50 to spare. All you guys are in it, and Jack Daniels. All right.
Okay. Don't you hate when the guy at the store goes, "I'm sorry, you can only carry 3 wagon tugs"?
Or when somebody tells,
I take it like an insult. It's like, I fucking know, man. I know what my wagon can carry.
Don't tell
idiot.
Me about regulation,
like an idiot.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You're just a shopkeeper, asshole. Okay? From Ohio.
I'm talking Illinois.
From Illinois, yeah.
So anyway, I hunt right from the get-go. I hunt the whole game. I hunt every 5 fucking days if I have to. I love hunting, and it's easier that way. That way you can take long passes, right, of time without hunting. Just got to do it like crazy. So we started a steady pace, all right? The second day, thief steals 5 pounds of food.
Asshole. Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this? Second day.
Right.
Damn it.
Bullshit. Now, that's not a lot of food, though. I don't, you know.
No.
It's the principle. It was seemed like a bad omen. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Day 2, some asshole steals our food.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bad.
I had a wagon fire.
It's like an Eagles loss.
Right,
week 1.
A wagon fire, yeah. That was like.
After I lost 60.
I thought the thief was bad. Damn.
After I lost 67% of my food within 4 days of leaving.
Right. So I'm hunting right away, shoot 3 buffalo, of course, like we talked about. I got 2,400 pounds of buffalo laying on the field, and I can only take 100.
2,400
pounds. That's psychotic. Like so many. I shot so many of them.
I feel like
insane.
That's almost like 7 buffalo. No wonder they're extinct. No. They're endangered.
No, those assholes weigh like 800 pounds apiece.
Why can't you call the guys in the wagon to get their fucking asses out of your dragon?
Because everyone has broken legs and dysentery.
Oh my God! It's a sad song. So we ford the Kansas River,
okay,
successfully.
Excellent.
Like Ryan said, it's like a 1.5 feet.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So fuck it, we did it. All right. Sang Susanna. Immediately lost 5 days taking the wrong trail. So we get over the fucking river, and then we go the wrong fucking way. That's great. Lose 5 days. What's next? People trying to rip you off trading. How about that?
Yeah. Sure.
Is that, does that piss you off?
Oh, it's they have ridiculous trades.
Right. And then the only trade that I would consider legitimate is bad in my favor on account of I want the thing they want to trade me. Yeah. Like, I want to trade bullets for shit I need.
Yeah.
So,
or food.
Yeah, and in the beginning, it's easiest to do, and the shit is cheaper at the store, like Rory said.
Right.
But you don't need that shit then, so you're not about to spend the money on it. You're saving it to later, and then everything costs more. So, that kind of fucked me a little, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Will you trade one set of clothes for an oxen?
No!
No,
yeah. Fucking
exactly.
Oxen!
Yeah, that's seriously, that's what they do. Assholes. Fucking scumbags. So, anyway, we get to the Big Blue River. Caulked the son of a bitch, and we got across no problem. Things are looking good. Do you know? It's like, yeah, usually somebody gets sick or something by now. All right, next stop, Fort Kearney. We traded 2 wagon wheels and 2 sets of clothes for some hookers and blow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, it cost us. It was an expensive night, but in the end, it boosted morale.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we had to do it. Had to do it. These fat asses are eating, and I have to hunt every fucking day, and I'm tired of it. So, like you said, I moved the meager meals. But I had the luxury of knowing you could actually walk in the game.
Yeah. Dude, I had no fucking clue.
That's insane. That's crazy insane. So, wasting all this time, the longer I wait, I'm hunting all the time, so the longer I'm losing days, so the longer I wait, the worse the weather's going to be by the time I get there.
Sure.
Anyway, I talked to a Sioux Indian at Fort Laramie, and he said he's never killed a white man. He just wants to, he just wants us to leave him alone and stay away from his buffalo.
So you shot every buffalo
He's in for a bad time. He's in for a very bad time. Anyway, does anybody else water?
It's always bad water.
Or very little water.
Inadequate grass.
Inadequate grass.
Well, that's
what does that even fucking mean for the oxen?
That's the, it's the oxen.
Very little water.
Got to get a case of Poland Spring at Fort Laramie. What happened then? Oh, nobody's gotten sick or died yet or anything.
Good.
Okay. What do we got here? Oh, okay. So a kid at Silver Springs told me that they burn buffalo shit. Okay, when they run out of wood.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. What do you think that smells like, huh? They burn buffalo shit to stay warm.
That's a real thing. Really?
Like, yeah, buffalo chips.
There are people in other countries, the poor countries, that burn animal dung, animal dung.
You can do that for survival. Les Stroud, Survivor Man, do it the other night on that.
Just say shit. They can't say shit in the fucking game. They can't say shit.
I'm saying to Rory. Rory said dung.
It'll burn for
Rory, how dare you?
Just say shit.
Do you hate America, Rory? Do you hate the pilgrims?
Shit.
Do you hate Manifest Destiny?
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I am the law.
Okay. So then I break 2 wagon axles.
Okay.
In about 2 days.
Right.
One, I break the one, then I break the other, but I still have one left.
How's the clutch?
Because I took 2. It's slipping a little.
All right.
All right. So it occurred to me, if you run out of a particular part for your wagon,
is it over?
Wow.
Yeah, you live in that state from now on.
I didn't know, because that's never happened to me, because I always take 2 of everything.
You can always get food. You know what I mean? You can't, like, get...
Food can't fix the wagon.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can't hunt parts.
I could use parts to build a wagon wheel. I could use animal parts.
But there's
but
no
you can, but you can trade. You can trade at any point.
Yes, well, that's why ammo is really my...
You would trade your ammo.
Is really my coin. Because I have 400... I take 400 bullets
with
me.
You have a lot, yeah.
That's
why I'm
trading,
that.
And I keep $50. So this is when things go south.
Right.
Very fast. Fort Hall is when things went south. January 11th, Ryan got the measles. January 13th, 2 days later, Rory got a fever, and Jack Daniels got exhaustion. January 14th, Rory dies.
I always die. I die
you
first
always
in Ryan's
die.
Game.
Man, you always die. You die first in this
game? Rory, you were the biggest pain in the ass in my game, by the way.
Although,
why? You were always breaking a leg. You got typhoid.
I'm good. I know how to chop wood.
You're terrible.
I'm good with knots.
Every time you
That's
got
not
hurt,
true. Take
I
that back.
I was like,
the worst pioneer ever. Pioneer ever.
Don't call me when you have a knot problem.
I was like,
don't call me.
Yeah, so January 13th, Rory got a fever, and Jack Daniels got exhaustion. Rory dies on January 14th. That's one day later. You got a fever and then died the very next fucking day.
It was a hell of a fever. You weak ass pussy.
I got a fever. God. And the only prescription
is more
cowbell. It's probably antibiotics that don't exist yet. It's the 1800s.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Moving on. So 5 days later, Jack Daniels dies January 19th.
He probably missed it.
He did. You missed his boyfriend.
So now it's just Eric and Ryan?
No, I'm dead.
No.
Oh, no. It's you and Eric. You're shotgun.
Ryan, well, you're not dead yet, Ryan. Only one's dead.
No, I died.
No, Ryan got the measles.
Oh.
Jack Daniels died. Rory died.
When did you die, Mike?
I thought I died.
Mike, you didn't die yet.
Oh, so it's me, Mike, and you.
January 22nd, 3 days after Jack Daniels and Rory die, Ryan has a fever.
All right.
Okay. February 6th, Ryan has typhoid. Jeez. Ryan's got measles, a fever, and typhoid right now. What else can we get? Syphilis? Oh, we got syphilis from the hookers.
From the hookers.
At That's Fort right. Laramie. Yeah.
It's party town.
So now we're near the end. After that, we had some breakdowns and some things went wrong. We got robbed again, only for some clothes, but we all got clothes. We have all the clothes.
Yeah,
so things really went smoothly.
Wow.
I hunted like a motherfucker. I hunted like a motherfucker. Hold on. Now, at the very end, you can do one or the other. You take the Snake River, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I had enough for the guide. The guy wanted a wagon wheel and four sets of clothes or something like that. Boom. Take it, dude.
Right.
Take it.
Get me home.
Yeah. Then that's when you get on, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever gotten that far, but there's a river in the rocks and you dodge them.
It's the best part of the game.
It's totally,
in my opinion.
It's totally, they saved the best for last.
Well, I remember it from like school, grade school, fifth grade,
Right. So anyway, that worked out for us, but we still aren't done. February 11th, Ryan dies.
Wait, on the river?
No, this is after.
What do you mean afterwards?
Do I have that right?
I thought after you go down that river, you make it.
I might have put it in the wrong. No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, after that Indian guy.
This is like the DLC pack.
No, it's not. Yeah, no.
See what happens with your friends after the trip.
You have to get to Williamette after that.
Right. Right.
So, February 11th, Ryan dies. February 25th, Mike has dysentery.
Yes. Mm.
Things are going downhill for Mike. April 4th, he makes it to. Mike has broken a leg.
Okay.
So, Mike's got dysentery. He's broken a leg. It's just me and you, Mike. We headed for the Dalles.
Yeah.
Okay. Different river. Snake River. I'm sorry. That's Snake, why it sounded wrong. Okay. The very end river is this part. I made it, but I lost a wagon wheel, a wagon axle, a wagon tongue, and 113 pounds of food. So basically what they're doing is taking your overall points away for the fucking scoreboard.
Yeah.
Taking shit off you. Huh. So we reached it. We won. Oregon, Williamette Valley, May 4th, 1849. A points tripled because you're a farmer.
Yep.
3,315.
Pretty good.
Mike, you and I lived, dude.
All right.
Hard trail knockers.
Shit. There we go. Oh, shit.
All right.
Last one.
Mike. Should I go? All right, I'm going to go very quickly here.
Let's hear about it.
Okay.
Oregon Trail Log. Here we go. My food started off as meager. I started at a strenuous pace. I have 500 pounds of food, 30 boxes of bullet. I have one extra spare part each, 10 sets of clothes, and 4 oxen. Leaving in July.
Mm.
All right, right off the bat, we forded the river. I guess that's the Kansas River. That's the first one, right?
One,
Kansas River. All right, that's at 2.1 feet in the middle. We successfully did that. July 8th, the Big Blue Crossing forded the river. It was a muddy crossing, but we made it. It's 118 miles to the next landmark. 430 pounds of food left. July 11th, intern. Oh, by the way, my characters are all of us here and the intern as well.
Oh, nice, Jack.
Okay, so the intern has exhaustion. We have a hailstorm, and we also found some wild fruit, and we gained 20 pounds of food. On July 12th, we made it to Fort Kearney. We have 410 pounds of food, but we are in poor health. We're going to rest for a couple days.
Mm.
All right, July 14th. Oh, shit. July 14th, fair health changed. So we're at fair health. We're going to change the pace to a steady. We're going to lower it up a little bit here. We got 390 pounds food. We found more wild fruit.
Hey,
right, so there we go.
Bonus, and there was bonus, much rejoicing.
Unfortunately, we lost the trail for 4 days.
Hmm. Robert.
Eric, take
my
it easy.
God, I'm beat the shit out of
On
my
August 1st, we made it to Chimney Rock. We tried to trade for food, but he wanted a wagon wheel for a set of clothes. I don't think so. We're not doing that. On August 6th, I hunted. I got 187 pounds of meat. Yeah. I got 3 deer. I only brought back 100 pounds of food. Mm-hmm. August 8th, made it to a grave site. It's Voland. Hey, hey, come out and play. Yes. All right, August 9th, Fort Laramie. At this point, we changed the rations to bare bones. All right, everyone's eating too much.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got 230.
That's a dangerous game.
We got 230 pounds of food. No, it's August, it's and that's the thing.
Okay,
okay, it's August.
You can starve. You can starve.
We don't need a lot of fat. We don't need a lot of fat, right?
We're gonna look good on the beach. Trust me.
We're at fair health. All right, at August 14th, we found more wild fruit.
Yay!
Okay, we've traveled 676 miles. I lost the trail again, so I lost 4 days. August 20th, I'm hunting more shit. Got a squirrel, got a couple deer. We got poor health and bad water, and now Ryan has exhaustion. So we're trying to get to next landmark at 70 miles.
Shitty food.
All right, on August 27th, now Rory has exhaustion. So to make Rory happy, we're gonna stop a little bit.
I am exhausted.
Right, so we stopped a little
totally
bit.
Exhausted.
So we stopped, and resting did not work. Now health is very, very poor.
Oh, wow. Rory going to die first again?
So now decided, let's see where we got here. Resting did not work. We hunted. Got some buffalo. We got inadequate grass. On September 5th.
Inadequate grass. I fucking love that.
September 5th. Ryan. Ryan.
I want a shirt with that on it.
Yes, Ryan.
That needs to be a shirt.
Ryan.
That fucking
Ryan, you have typhoid. Yeah. You have typhoid.
Oh, man.
Right?
Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
You're such a pain in the ass.
Makeshift villain. That's my favorite.
All right. I found an abandoned wagon. I got some. I got 21 bullets. Bunch of other shit. All right. Independence Rock, right? Okay. Oh, I tried to trade again. I needed food. But everyone wants shit for clothes. I'll rest a day. And then after I rested, Ryan died on September 11th.
Not Rory.
No.
Yet.
All right, Eric has the measles the next day. And then the intern has exhaustion. Now we're at South Pass. We rested for 5 days. So our health changed from very poor to poor. All right, so I'm going to go to the Green River. I hunted some bear. Did it. Okay. Going to cross the river.
Mm-hmm.
20 feet deep in the middle, 400 feet across. We'll attempt to caulk. I had no trouble floating the wagon.
Nice.
All right, I found some wild fruit. Bad water, inadequate grass.
That's okay, we don't need to know about that.
How are the grass supplies?
And because of the inadequate grass, Rory broke his arm.
There we go.
All right.
Flowers blooming.
October 11th, Eric, you have exhaustion. And then on the 13th, I don't know how, but you have exhaustion and you broke your leg.
I got double exhaustion and then broke my leg.
Well, I just don't understand. When you're exhausted, how did you do something to break your fucking leg?
I was jacking off too hard.
Oh, shit, so you broke your fucking leg.
I broke my leg jacking off, just like Rory did that.
All right, man. We reached Soda Springs, and then we got a blizzard on October 17th. I don't know how we got a blizzard, but whatever.
You're probably in the mountains.
Okay, that's fine, Rory. multiple pads.
Yeah, I had multiple blizzards.
We got fair health. Let's see. Fort Hall. Oh, I fucked up here. I fucked up and I read a trade too fast, and I traded away an ox for 150 pounds of food.
Oh
my
God.
I was so pissed off about that. So I wrote fuck after that. All right. So now I need to hunt a shitload. So
that guy was a shyster.
An ox! Oh, an ox for 150 pounds of fucking food.
That sounds good.
Dude, I hit the button. I'm looking. I'm like, no! What the fuck is wrong with you?
What happened?
All right, because now I'm at 0 pounds of food. Right, I got no food. So now I'm hunting. So I'm constantly hunting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, intern has dysentery. Intern now has a broken leg. I found another abandoned wagon.
All right, found one.
I'm crossing a river here. It's 1,000 feet across, 6 feet deep. I attempted to caulk.
Yes.
I wanted to caulk because it's cold.
You love caulk.
Right. the wagon tipped.
You'd do anything for some.
I lost all my spare parts and 40 pounds of food. All right, I traded an ox for 50 pounds of food. December 21st, the intern has died. All right.
Jack.
So everyone's
Jack
still here. Oh, no, Ryan's dead.
Jack.
Now I'm stuck with Eric and Rory. Literally the worst people in the world to be stuck with.
I love you too.
All right. But you know what?
But what?
But it's December 24th.
You're
it's Christmas.
So good when we have to eat somebody.
Listen, it's Christmas. I shot a bear.
You first.
I changed the food rations to filling on Christmas.
Thank you. What a fucking guy.
There we go.
Huh?
I've reached Fort Boise.
All right,
Rory now has Rory has cholera. And because I'm a nice guy, Rory, I'm going to rest a day for you.
Okay. So benevolent.
And since I rested
a
day, you've then broken your arm.
Wow.
So you have cholera and you've broken your arm.
Oh, there you go. That's that yoga again. I'm really ready.
I traded a wagon wheel for 250 bullets. I thought that was pretty good. I still have 400 bullets. That's a quarter to way to go. Health is fair. All right. Multiple paths. The trail splits at the Dallas. Whatever.
Dallies.
Dallies. Whatever.
Dallies.
Fuck. I don't care.
Who the fuck?
All right. Eric, you have a fever. All right, Eric, March 5th, you've died. You're dying.
Oh, no.
All right, so now I'm stuck with Rory. Are you fucking kidding me with this?
Wow,
I'm stuck
horrible.
With fucking Rory.
It's like a buddy cop movie.
Are you with Rory? And Rory's talking about how great this game is still.
Yeah, seriously, seriously. We're going to do, when we get there, we're going to fucking tell everyone about the fucking
we're
going to
start
hell.
A podcast.
Yeah, we're
going to
do a podcast.
On the Telegraph.
Rory, you have exhaustion, but I found another abandoned wagon. All right, on March 27th, I made it. Rory lives and Mike lives. Bullshit.
Wow.
I'm stuck dealing with stop Rory for the rest of my life.
Damn.
Then I ran
so
from
at the
mayor.
End of that, so Eric, what were your final points?
33-15.
Motherfucker.
What'd you have?
27-30.
No shit. Yeah, 33-15.
Because I guess, what did you have the most of?
I had two of every wagon part, except for one wagon wheel.
I had two.
I had like 20.
I only had two wagon parts.
I had like $20 left over.
Yeah, it's $7.50.
Like $15 or something like that.
It's $7.50.
But yeah, this game, it's fifth grade.
The game.
Fucking right, dude.
It's fifth grade.
It holds
it's
up at all.
It's your introduction.
Wait,
to a computer
say?
Video
you think
game.
It holds up at all.
Not at all.
not at all.
It's fucking
dude,
terrible.
There's not even a reason to play this for historical
it's
value.
Shitball, really.
There's really not. There's really fucking
did
not.
You not have
I
any
love it.
Fun playing it. I'm playing every day.
It was stressful. I'm not gonna lie. It was stressful.
If we weren't doing the show, we never.
Come on, motherfucker.
Game.
Make it
yes.
to the next fort.
I enjoyed it. Will I play it again? Probably not.
Mm. Yeah.
And I will say this. We had this game as when I was a kid. Like, my parents had it. Yeah. I played it all the time. And I liked it. But, yeah, no.
It
no,
teaches it's a great just, life
yeah,
lesson.
Yeah. No, yeah. No. There's
never
other
be a farmer for
there,
Illinois.
There is
a
other,
classic.
There's other shit to play.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, just... You know, it is what it is.
It's part of history.
Did you have fun playing this?
I actually had.
I had fun.
I had a little
I'm
bit of fun.
Not gonna lie, I had
wait,
a fun.
This version?
I'm talking about. Did you have fun
just
playing
now
for
when
the,
we played
the
it.
Show?
Oh, of course.
Okay. I
of
this
course.
Was fun. I thought the episode.
To be
out.
Honest, with any time you would give me an excuse to play this game, I would probably play it. Mm. However, would I go and play it on my own? No.
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 Real quick before we get out of here, on next week's show, we're gonna do name that sound effect.
Okay.
But this time, we're going to do a Victory Edition.
Ah.
Right? 16, is it only 16-bit, Mike?
No, just Victory.
Victory overall.
Yeah,
I guess you beat a boss or whatever. Right.
Nice.
And we're going to review the Simpsons arcade game.
I love that game.
Great game.
Great game.
Yeah.
We play it online sometimes.
Absolutely.
Have some fun with
Net
Play.
And the Final Burnout is RetroArch.
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com.
Peace.
Well, sayonara. It's great to be on the West Coast. Finally made it across the country to the new frontier.
You didn't live in any.
Welcome to Oregon.
You died.
That fucking accent.
You died in mine. You died in yours.
Some like dynamic America.
First
died
one.
West like America accent.
Southern American thing.
America accent. I don't know.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.